My name's Diane Asher, and I am with the University of Kansas School of Social Welfare. I am the lead state integrated dual diagnosis treatment consultant and trainer. I've been with the university since 1999. Prior to that, I was a case manager, a team leader, a substance abuse outpatient clinician in a community mental health center for about 15 years, and have been interested in working with people with dual disorders my entire professional career. When I started in the mental health field, there was no such thing as integrated treatment. I started as a case manager, and if we had folks who had a substance use disorder, we quickly tried to find either inpatient, outpatient treatment for them, but it was something that we never really broached with them. And consequently, I saw people who really continue to struggle and suffer, who got worse with their mental health, whose drinking problems actually led to one client being murdered, just some pretty horrific outcomes. But there was really nothing, or we didn't know how to handle it. We would get them into substance abuse treatment, and they didn't know how to handle the mental illness. And so it was pretty frustrating. And then as a team leader, and I had to assign people new clients, as soon as they found out they had a substance abuse problem, suddenly everybody's caseload was full. Nobody had time to work with them. And so you felt almost hopeless, or not hopeless per se, but you didn't really feel empowered to, you didn't know what to do with them. I mean, you tried to be hopeful, you tried to do things, but there wasn't any really tangible things that we knew how to do. So I went to the school to begin that kind of work. Shortly after I got started there, Kansas became one of the first evidence-based implementation states as part of the national project. And so since early in 2000, I've been working with the IDDT protocol, both on a state and national level.